Welcome to Stephen's True Crime Commentary, a weekly radio discussion of forensics and true crime interest.
Welcome back. This is Stephen's True Crime Commentary, and of course I am Stephen David Lampley. Listen, I want to share something with you that's it's pretty amazing. Something Weird Media, which is one of the production companies that produces my commentary, has told me that my commentary is being very well received by everyone. Lots of good comments and a ton of listeners and a bunch of people downloading the segments, and I want to say thank you so much. I really appreciate that. If you would also do me a favor, if you like my commentary, if you would go to the House of Mystery True Crime Facebook page. If you would just go to Facebook, and up at the top, just enter in House of Mystery True Crime, it'll come up. And leave me a message on the page somewhere, whether it's on one of my commentaries or just in general conversation, and let me know what you like about the commentary and what you're getting out of it, if anything. Give me some feedback. Let me know. I appreciate that so much. Also, I appreciate everyone that's telling your families and friends. Some of you have said that you're sharing this every day, and I really appreciate that, too. Thank you. It's what keeps this commentary going. It's what keeps the radio program going, and we really appreciate your support. All right, now, last commentary, we discussed ballistics as it pertains to internal ballistics, and, of course, internal ballistics being the first stage. The stages, of course, are internal, transitional, external, and terminal. Now, in this commentary, we're going to cover transitional and external. Now, these ballistic phases have to do with the bullet after it leaves the gun barrel and before it hits the target. Now, also, if you'll go to my webpage, we have a handout that goes along with this. You have go to StephenDavidLampley.com/handouts, plural, handouts. It's a PDF. You can follow along with us online, or you can print it out. We've specifically made it printer-friendly, so the margins should work, and it's also calibrated for black and white printers if you don't have color. So we've made sure it's printer-friendly for you. StephenDavidLampley.com/handouts. All right, now one thing I need to go back on for last week, we talked about internal ballistics. Just a real quick side note, I needed to go over with you what makes up a primer. Now, in a primer, you have three elements. You have antimony, lead, and barium. With the exception of some primers, may also contain some mercury. But now, these primers that contain mercury are typically manufactured and found in Eastern Europe. Now, of course, we're going to discuss gunshot residue a lot more in depth in our next commentary. Matter of fact, we may spread that over two commentaries because there's a lot to cover. There's some pretty neat stuff that you may want to know about gunshot residue and forensics. So we're probably going to be spending a couple of segments on that. Okay, the first we're going to talk about is transitional ballistics. And transitional ballistics has to do with the ballistics involved once the bullet has instantly left the barrel and until all of the gases that were inside the gun have equalized. Now, when the bullet exits the gun, we talked in internal ballistics that there was between 30 and 40,000 pounds per square inch of pressure in that gun. Of course, that's what pushes the bullet out. But when that bullet comes out, the pressure is going somewhere. It's going in all different directions. Now, the fact that the gases are escaping in such a violent force, along with the fact that the bullet is exiting the gun and creating a sonic boom, that is the sound that you hear when a gun is fired. All right, now we're going to shift over to external ballistics, which is, of course, where transitional ballistics end, and external ballistics continue on until the bullet strikes its target. Now, there's three factors that influence a bullet once it has left the gun, and that is drag, just by the sheer fact that the bullet is traveling through space, it encounters a drag because there's atmosphere there. The second force it may encounter is wind, typically a side-to-side factor. And then, of course, the third factor would be the gravitational push for the bullet to go down. Now, if you have a gun, and let's say you're firing from some distance, where this doesn't apply so much up close, but if you're firing from a distance and you have a gun, be it a handgun or a rifle, and you're aiming down the barrel, again, now you have no sight. You're aiming down the barrel at the target. If you fire that gun from a distance, you're probably not going to hit the target. You can aim at that target all day long, but you're probably not going to hit it. Why is that? Again, because you've got drag, wind, and gravity affecting that bullet. Now, what a sight does on a gun is it causes the barrel to rise up. Once the gun is sighted in, it causes the gun barrel to rise up. And by doing so, it creates a trajectory or a path for that bullet that will actually go higher. The bullet will actually travel higher than the target. And then the gravitational forces and the drag will bring it back down so that when it arrives at the target, it will hit the part of the target that you have aimed at. Okay, our time is up today. We will come back for the next two sessions and we'll be discussing gunshot residue. Okay, in ending, I want to tell you something. We have a new seminar available on how to catch a liar, and it's phenomenal. I'm sorry if I do say so myself. It's really cool. If you've always wanted to be able to tell if someone's lying to you, you really probably need to take advantage of this seminar. If you've ever been wanting to learn, here's your chance. We're going to talk about a lot of different things in the class. Some of the things we're going to talk about are going to be global versus individual indicators, eye shift. We'll talk about contractions, tense switching, question pause, and so much more. There's no way I could go over everything that we're going to talk about here in the short time we have on this commentary. Also, I'd like to ask you to go to my book page on Amazon. I have an author's page on Amazon. It's amazon.com/author/Stephen Lampley. amazon.com/author/Stephen Lampley. And getting back to the Catch a Liar, if you want information on that, just simply go to my website, stephendavidlampley.com, and click on the How to Catch a Liar icon. It'll take you right to that page. All right, well, it's been great. I've enjoyed it, and we will see you again next time. We'll talk about gunshot residue. And thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening into Stephen's True Crime Commentary, your true crime source. Stephen's Commentary is a production of Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions. Music by JasonLampley.com.